Good morning and welcome to Secrets to Health here on the Mornington Peninsula. I'm Angela Jacobson, your Oz Super Nanny. We have got lots of great guests and heaps of prizes to be given away. Get a pen, write down this number, 03 5975 1234. We're going to be giving away lots of things, so you'll need that number ready. We're talking about relaxation today across the peninsula, which no better place to relax. We're very fortunate enough to have loads of places on the peninsula to relax. We're going to be talking to Tim from the Private Sea, who's our first guest on this morning. We're also going to be talking to one of the girls down at Core. They've got the new salt room down there. Japonica Day Spa, I'm going to tell you all about that. It's a great new spot in Frankston for amazing Thai massages. And Ash from Peninsula Hot Springs is going to join us as well and tell us what's going on down there at the moment. And then we're going to be wrapping up the show later on talking to an author of a new children's book who's called Roxanne, and we'll be giving away lots of prizes along the way. But first of all, Tim, welcome to the studio.
Thank you, Angela.
So you guys are on Main Street, Mornington, basically around the corner from here.
Yeah, right next door to Mornington Maz is probably the easiest way to say it. So about 200 metres in from the highway.
And you haven't been there all that long. How long have you been going now?
Yeah, December 15th. We opened the doors last year, so we're just about to come up to our first birthday. So we're nearly toddlers.
Wow, well, happy birthday. Not long to go.
No.
I've been down and floated. You've got, I'll let you tell everybody about it actually, but, and then I'll tell everyone. So tell us what you do down there.
Okay, so the Private Sea Flotation Centre, we've got flotation tanks, or some people know them as isolation tanks or as deprivation tanks. That all sounds very daunting, but what it is basically, it's a beautiful little area. It's an environment more than anything where you can just switch off the outside world, relax, and you get these amazing benefits from Epsom salts, magnesium, and just the relaxation responses.
Yeah. So, and you've got you still got the double bath.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. They've probably only got about another 3 weeks left in them. Mm-hmm. We're actually changing those to tanks. So at the moment we've got two tanks mm-hmm. in separate rooms, and then we've got the two baths, but they're going to be changed. Then we're going to have four tanks, so we'll have four separate tank rooms.
Awesome.
After the end of Christmas.
And a tank for anybody who hasn't floated, because I hadn't floated, and I went along and I've floated in the Dead Sea in Israel, and I'm sure I did something similar. I have a recollection when I was younger, but a tank is like a little pod, isn't it? So
yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody? Because it's quite, it's different. It's, you know, kind of semi-daunting. I was like, okay, get in there and shut this. And I'm like, wow.
It is. It's a really unusual thing to do. Rather than saying this is what it is, we say it's an environment that you're in. Mm-hmm. So pretty much you're in it's 2.5 meters long by about 1.7 meters wide. It does have a lid, but the lid you can open. So the main thing when you get into the tank, you've got to know that you're in complete control of the environment. So, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of people say they're claustrophobic, but they've got complete control, and you know you've got the exit you can get out. But pretty much what it is, we've got 700 litres of water, which is about your bathtub fill right to the brim, and that's in the tank. It's only about 30 centimetres deep, so it's not very deep. Into that, we tip 350 kilograms of Epsom salt. So it's just full of magnesium and sulfate, and it's all a natural mineral. It's not a manufactured one. So mm-hmm. really, really good for you. We heat that water up to your skin temperature, which is 34.5 degrees. So when you climb into the tank, into that water, it's a really beautiful silky feeling. You bob like a cork, like the Dead Sea. Mm-hmm. So you have no effects of gravity, no effects of, you don't have to worry about balance. You lose yourself in this water, and because of the water is the same temperature as your skin. So it's all of a sudden you just feel like you are floating. That's why they're called float tanks.
Yeah.
And then what we do is the whole idea of the floating is to remove as much of your senses as we can. So taste, touch, sound, smell, all these things. So we turn the lights down, we turn the music down, mm-hmm. and obviously there's no taste or smell. So really all your senses that you're dealing with every day, thousands and thousands of times a day, are removed. And mm-hmm. that just lets your brain just take a breath and slow down, relax.
Yeah, and I guess for me, that I found it semi-difficult. Obviously, the first time it was quite a weird experience. Now I'm sure, and then I obviously came and did the double bath, which in a way I kind of like that because I wasn't closed in.
Yep.
But I think now that I've had the pod experience, having it next time would be sort of more normal. Whereas for me, having such a crazy busy life and sort of running in and then suddenly being in this pod, no phone, no light. I know I was like sort of like swimming around. And
it's like someone, when you don't have your phone or those things that you have in everyday life, it's like someone's cut an arm off when you take it away from you. So I totally understand. And look, the best way to start floating, we have an introduction package, basically, which is 3 one-hour float sessions. Mm-hmm. The first one is you're doing 100 miles an hour out there in the main crazy world, and all of a sudden you're going to zero, we're switching everything off, and your brain and your mind sort of go, I don't know what you're trying to do to me here. This is not what I'm used to. So it is an unusual feeling, and it is an unusual experience, that first one. But everyone sort of says that first one feels great. They come out feeling loose mm-hmm. and relaxed and just this great sense of good feeling because of this relaxation response. Mm-hmm. And then when they come the second time, they slip into that relaxation, that relaxed state a whole lot quicker because the body understands that environment. It goes, I know what this is. I've been here before. This is really, mm-hmm. really nice.
Yeah, and I figure, I'll go to yoga for that sort of time out, no phone, bit of Zen me time. But if I can just lie in a tank for an hour instead and not have to do the yoga, I'm like, it's a great thing for me. But tell us about the whole experience. It's not just about floating. I mean, you sort of come in and obviously you have your shower beforehand and what have you. So it's all completely hygienic. And,
yeah.
And then you have your hour float. But then I love the fact that when you come out and you have your shower again and you are totally relaxed and you could almost just go to sleep.
Absolutely.
But then you come out and have lovely tea and sit in your sort of waiting area and, you can take your time then. You don't have to sort of rush back into the real world.
That's it. We give you this beautiful, relaxed environment where you just chill out beautifully for an hour and mm-hmm. you do your muscles relax, the Epsom salts kick in, you just come out feeling. A lot of people are quite saying it's great to get back in the womb. I feel like an astronaut. It's like a massage without being touched. All these responses we're getting. And that's what it's like. You feel amazing when you come out. A little bit lethargic because you're just so relaxed. Mm-hmm. And then, we don't want to just kick you out the door, say, get back into that crazy world. So we've got a nice couch, lovely wall. You can write on our walls. We've got this beautiful part where you can write all your thoughts. And there's about 300 people have written all these great things on there. And you sit down and we give you some really nice slice, which is all locally made. We've got More Tea, which is just a local tea manufacturer. Mm. And we give you herbal tea, some water, some slice, and just talk about your experience, make sure that you're feeling great and answer any questions. So you're just in this really good spot. Keeps on going.
And the other thing I noticed when I came in the other day, you've got colouring in now.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. That's all. I wasn't sure about the colouring in books, but I gave them a go myself. And next thing you know, Lynn's calling me and I'm sitting there just in my own little world again.
Yeah. I being a nanny and with kids, I love a good colouring in session. It does another way to relax and forget about everything. And you just reminded me too, each time I've been able to manipulate my own spine and crack myself like going to the chiro. So I've really found that a big benefit as well. I really come out feeling great.
Yeah, it's all about that that no pressure on your body. So when you're lying in the salted water in that buoyant environment, you have no pressure on your body at all. So people with back pain, back problems, spinal problems, just come out. They can actually your spine actually extends because there's no gravity. It actually extends by, half a millimetre or a millimetre, and you can hear it popping and cracking sometimes, which, again, is a bit daunting for the first time, but it's amazing. We've had people, a guy who had a bike accident 18 months ago, couldn't lift his hand over his head, and he came out and he kept putting his hand over his head. I said, what are you doing? He goes, I haven't been able to do that for 18 months. So it's really, really
it's
beautiful.
Incredible. Yeah. All right. Well, you were going to give away a free pass if you mentioned the word journey, and I don't believe you have you?
I haven't yet.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I don't know if you're just trying to trick me to say anything.
So if people want to come down and check out and float, where should they go?
Okay, our website, which is www.theprivatesea.com.au. That's got a heap of information, and it's also book online. You can give us a call on 5975-4030 or there's
Facebook.
Instagram. We've got all those things running.
Privacy is in Secrets to Health magazine.
They are,
and going to be on the back cover of the next edition, which is quite exciting. Cool. So can we give away one of those passes?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll give away an introduction package. Really, that's the best way to get into the
sea. That's three floats.
That's 3 1-hour float sessions. Yeah.
That's amazing. Right. So, well, do you want to do that as a phone-in or?
Yeah. If somebody wants to, if we've got time to phone in.
If somebody's listening and wants this introductory float pass, that's 0359751234. And we will announce the winner later on. But thank you for joining us on the show.
No problems. Can I just mention we do have Christmas gift vouchers
as
well.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes, so, and what deals have you got on at the moment?
Really, really, look, it's just a brilliant idea. Very unusual gift. So gift vouchers come in. You can do a monetary value or just, you know, the introduction package, which is that one, the 3-hour floats. Or just a single float. It's totally up to you guys.
And you're doing a deal at the moment with the massage still?
Yeah, we've got Ellie Farm Retreat. We do a massage and float package, which is 130, and that gives you a 1-hour float session and a 1-hour massage as well.
Fantastic.
For 130.
Awesome. Well, get on their Facebook, check it out, get down there and have a float. Thanks for joining us on the show.
My pleasure, Anne.
We are talking about great places to relax across the peninsula today, and we have some amazing prizes. Speaking of which, we've just got a winner. Patrick of Macrae, congratulations. You have won the introductory float pass. That's 3 floats. You're going to love it. I'm going to get Tim to give you a buzz directly and you can go down and claim your prize. So congratulations. We're going to now talk about CORE. They're one of our sponsors from the show. They've been with me since the start, so thank you very much. They have new salt room, which is quite amazing. I've been down and spoken to the lady that runs it and had a go. So we might play that pre-record now for you to listen to. And then we have a week wellness membership to give away, which means you can use unlimited access to the salt room. You can also access all 5 of their clubs that they have across the peninsula. And they have classes and they have swimming pools. They have everything. So this is a fantastic prize. But first of all, let's listen to the pre-record, and then I will give this away after that. Get your phones ready to ring.
Welcome back to Secrets to Health. So here with Angela. I'm down at CORE in Frankston, and I'm with Cindy, who runs the salt room here. Welcome, Cindy.
Hi, thank you.
And tell us a little bit about the salt room and the salt therapy that you do here.
Yeah, definitely. So we run salt room therapy here at our day spa, which is basically located in the middle of the CORE gym, which is run a little bit differently to the gym itself, but we run salt room sessions all throughout the day for great rest.
Some of the benefits from coming into the salt room?
Yeah, well, any kind of like respiratory condition it can help with. Anything if, like, for example, sinusitis, hay fever, asthma, any if you've ever had like pneumonia in the past as well, it really helps just clearing out the airways and opening it up, as well as antibacterial, antiviral. So really good at getting rid of those colds and flus as well.
And it's okay for children as well?
Absolutely, yeah.
I've heard of people taking their babies as well.
Definitely, yeah. We had a baby that went through teething, 4 teeth without any kind of symptoms. So it really soothes, it calms down their nervous system. So they helps with pain and or that calmness and sleeping better. And it's just great for the congestion. When they get those colds and flus, they can't fight off. It just goes in and it absorbs the moisture in their lungs as well as clears and breaks away at the congestion, so that the mucus naturally and gently.
And how long do the sessions go for?
Their sessions go for 45 minutes.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to, for my expose this week, which is proudly brought to you by Janet McNeil from Harcourt's Real Estate in Mornington, I am going to go in and have a salt therapy session myself, and I'll come back after that and tell you all about it. Chat soon. So I'm inside the salt room down at CORE, and automatically you get this sense of relaxation when you walk in. The room's got dimmed lights that are mainly powered by the actual crystal lamps. The wall are covered in salt, which is quite incredible, and so is the floor. So you slip on these little slippers and walk in, and you're just completely surrounded by salt. But then they have chairs and they have relaxing recliners. So here I am relaxing on a recliner. I've got a 20-minute express session, and I'll tell you more about it after this. Chat soon. So I just finished my express salt room treatment, and it was incredibly relaxing, and I feel very relaxed and able to breathe quite easy. I don't think I had a particular cold or anything at the moment anyway, but I could feel the salt getting into my throat and my nose and what have you. So I do feel quite clean. But Cindy, I noticed you've also got like a spa here. So what else do you do other than the salt room?
Yeah, so we have a complete day spa here as well. Mm-hmm. So we offer all kind of massage treatments from hot stone massage to cupping as well. We do facials, which is really, really popular at the moment. We have foot detoxes as well, which is linked with Chinese medicine. And we also have an infrared sauna here, which is unlimited to our members.
Yeah, awesome. And I can see there's salt all over the walls in the massage rooms as well. So it's, you know, you're constantly breathing in the goodness, I guess, while you're in this spa.
Definitely, yeah. You just have to be in this space to get the benefits of the salt in the air, yeah.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to come. I do quite fancy that Chinese, the foot detox. I've done that before. It's absolutely disgusting, but I have done this before and I will be back to do it again. So thank you very much for having me down here today. Tune in, jump on the Facebook page now because I'm going to put up, we've got a free session for a whole week here in the salt rooms that CORE have been very kind to donate. So thank you very much and jump on Facebook, Secrets to Health now. Good luck.
Okay, I'm back. It's Angela. And scrap that. Don't get on the Facebook page. I want you to ring in. That's 0359751234. CORE have actually upped their ante. It's not just a week for the salt room. It's a week as a wellness member. So it means you can access all five of their great clubs. They're across the peninsula. They do boxing, they do yoga, they obviously have their salt room, swimming pools, jacuzzis, gym, they've got everything. So this prize is amazing and you will have 1 week to access all of that if you call in now to the station, 0359751234. We have got two winners and I do have luckily two prizes. So first caller in was Carol from Bitten. So congratulations, Carol. You have won the week membership. I'm going to get in contact with you after the show for how you can come and collect that. And Fiona Mason from McRae, you are our second caller and I have another complimentary salt session here for you. So congratulations to both of you ladies and I'll give you a buzz after the show and work out how you can come and collect your prizes. But I believe we have our next guest on the phone. We're going to be talking to Ash from the Peninsula Hot Springs. Ash, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
So Peninsula Hot Springs, you know, it's practically internationally known. It's super famous across Victoria, one of the best spots to go and relax. Tell us a little bit about what you do down there for anyone who lives under a rock.
Yeah, no worries. So we have, I suppose, two distinct areas at Peninsula Hot Springs. One of them is our social and family-friendly bathhouse, and then we have our spa dreaming centre, which is reserved for guests 16 years and older, and in that area we offer spa treatments. We've also got a cafe which is licensed, some private bathing, and then some general bathing with only for adults. So and our bathhouse has over 20 globally bathing inspired bathing experiences. So we've got a Turkish hammam, a sauna, reflexology walk, a hilltop pool that has 360 degree view. So there's a little bit on offer.
I was down there recently and because you guys are in our Secrets to Health magazine and I came down to check it all out and we went pretty much every pool and I loved the reflexology walk. We sort of did that, I think, three times. and we went on a Wednesday night and we couldn't believe how busy it was. There's so many people. What are your opening hours?
So we're 7 days a week, 7:30 till 10 o'clock in the bathhouse and 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. in the Spa Dreaming Centre.
Fantastic. And do you have any special deals happening at this time of year?
Yeah, so we're in the process of, launching our summer activities. So we have a new graze and bathe package, which is available Tuesdays to Thursdays in the afternoon. So $55 per person, but it includes a grazing platter, a glass of wine, and bathing in our adults-only area.
Nice.
We've also just launched our live music nights on Thursday nights. So we're offering live music in the bathhouse cafe. So you can enjoy a gourmet pizza while listening yeah, to some local artists. And that starts at 6:30 every Thursday night. And then, yeah, we've just started yoga, so complimentary yoga classes, which is available Tuesday mornings at 7:30, and it goes for an hour, and 5 o'clock on a Friday night.
Wow. Fantastic.
I think a lot of different things for different sort of people. So, yeah.
That's great. It's fun for the whole family, and you're right next to the golf course. So for any of the men that want to trottle off, they can go play golf and leave their wife to get pampered.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, if people want to find out more, where should they go? What's your website and Facebook and everything?
Yeah, peninsulahotsprings.com. And our Instagram handle, Peninsula Hot Springs, and Facebook, facebook.com/
Awesome. And I'm sure you sell gift vouchers. I was talking today about what amazing presents these sort of things make. So I'm sure they can get in contact with you and make and buy some gift vouchers too, can't they?
Yeah, and when you head to our website, we've also got our top 10 gift ideas. So if you're sort of struggling to know what to buy, we've done some of the hard work for you, but you can also search by price. So if you've got a certain budget, we can tailor something for any budget.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Ash. I've got a double pass here to give away for two people to go and have a bath down at, and check out your facilities. So I'm going to give that away now on 0359 751234. So get on the phone for your chance to win this double pass for the Peninsula Hot Springs. But thanks again, Ash, and we'll chat to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Cool. We have another winner. Congratulations to Diane from Mount Martha. You have won the Peninsula Hot Springs double pass. I'll give you a buzz after the show to work out collecting. So congratulations. We're totally running ahead of schedule. So what I'm going to do is Japonica Desa is amazing. It's down in Frankston. It's on Wells Street, for anyone who hasn't been down there. I've got a voucher here, but rather than giving this away now, we're going to move on to our next guest. I'm going to give away this day spa voucher next week because we feel like it's Christmas in here already with all these prizes to give away. But we have got our next guest on the phone, Roxanne Kiley. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Angela. Thanks for having me.
So we've been talking about relaxation across the peninsula today. So we're going a little off topic now to chat to you. But as I spoke to you yesterday, you're an author, you're a mother, you're a grandmother, and you've come up with this new concept and new books. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, actually, it's strange because Busy Izzy actually introduced herself to me. Mm-hmm. So I've been writing stories and songs since I was a little girl and writing poetry. And about 3 years ago, I came up with Busy Izzy and Friends. So it's a little character she's very energetic and she's very helpful. She likes to, she likes to include her friends and everything. So there's a lot of friendliness, cooperation and generosity. And I think it's probably more of a subconscious thing that Busy Izzy came to me because I'm a mum and a grandmother of three. I'm just noticing that a lot of the programs on TV there's just too much aggression and sarcasm and attitude in some of the children's shows that are shown today. Some of them are great, of course, and some of them are not.
Yeah.
And I like to censor a lot of the things that my grandkids watch, especially when they're with me.
Yeah, of course. And, I mean, just straight away when you say that, I think of people like Peppa Pig. She's obnoxious. She's spoilt and she's, is so rude to her mum and can't share and all the rest of it. And this is what kids are growing up watching, that it's okay to behave like that. So, cartoon form, we're not putting out a great message sometimes.
No, you're right, Angela. And a lot of, and especially Peppa Pig's brother. I think it's George, isn't it? I mean, he complains about eating his food. So in Busy Izzy and Friends, I've got healthy recipes and healthy drinks and I've got stories. I'm actually sending 5 books to you to give away.
Yes.
And I've posted that off today. But how they all get together and all the friends and I've written, which is, again, probably not realising that I'd written these stories because I teach a lot of students who have fabulous students, and I start teaching them from the age of 10. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them have these, these learning difficulties and conditions and that are not so apparent, but of course their parents talk to me. So The books, I've got a little character in the stories when it's her own book called Talkative Tess. And it doesn't deal with the fact that she's, I guess, she's talkative and she's quite highly strung and she's got ADHD. It talks about inclusion and cooperation and the busy easy helps. All the friends get together. If they're complaining about that Tess isn't talking to them and they don't get a chance, then Busy Easy talks to the friends and talks to Tess and tries to get them all together and sitting around and listening to each other. Mm-hmm. So that's in the Tess story, which is going to be out early in the year. But in Busy Izzy and Friends, it's really introducing Izzy and her friends and just their little, the friends and what they do. So because they've got some of the characters like Bossy Bobby, his little characters are introduced, and Talkative Tess is introduced because she's talking a lot. And so it's a book about, you know, love and friendship and how people can overcome obstacles by talking and being together and sharing. And I find that that's something that's lacking today.
Yeah. What age would you say you're focusing on with these books?
I say it's probably 3 to 8, but it probably can be. The younger ones will enjoy the story because on the CD, the book's got a CD and it's got a narration. Mm-hmm. So I think the younger ones can listen to it. I have played it to 2-year-old to enjoy it and sit there and listen.
I was going to say, it's never too young. Your children are never too young to read. And, I mean, obviously you read to them, but I guess that you're getting across an important message from an early age. So, yeah, I guess from 2 or 3, they can listen and start to learn some important lessons is through a story.
Yes, that's right. It is, and it is important. And it's important to get the word out, and not only with children's books, but also in tweens and teens and kids are just this. Facing a lot of aggression and attitude today, and adults as well. I mean, adult TV shows are the same.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. And in Busy Izzy, I don't have any aggression. Okay, they have a few little obstacles. You know, if they're looking for a bird, but they get together and they work on the problem solving together. Mm-hmm. And Busy Izzy is always sort of there to guide. She's a little older than a friend, so she's like a little 12-year-old, and her friends are about 11. And there's a little younger one called Even Evan who's 7, turning 8. Mm-hmm. So, and I've got a secret agent in there as well, Secret Agent Sky. She's a little secret agent, and I think kids like to. Like, I mean, I know the kids that I've read the book to a lot of preschools and schools while I was doing the research, and I was before the books were printed, and I noticed that a lot of the kids, even the boys, liked the fact that there was a secret agent and that she was a girl. They didn't mind. And Stephen, my husband and I wrote the songs for the book, so we've got 5 songs in this one.
Yeah, but I noticed that you sent me the link yesterday and they're very catchy.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Angela. Yes, and you know, we noticed because we took some colouring in pages in for the kids and thinking, well, the boys will go for the boys because we've got Mathematic Max and we've got Sensible Stephen and Bossy Bobby and Worried Warren. But a lot of the boys went for Secret Agent Sky and Busy Izzy.
Wow.
And we were standing back watching, and these are little 5- and 6-year-old boys, and which was good. I mean, a lot of them, even Evan wears a little cape, so a lot of the boys like the little cape.
Mm-hmm.
But, so it's nice to talk about Busy Izzy. I mean, I'm very passionate about Izzy and her friends and about the books.
So Busy Izzy is the character, and what is the name of the first book?
It's Busy Izzy and Friends.
Busy Izzy, and it's 1 of 10, did you say?
Yeah, 1 of 10. I've written 10 series. The next book should be out in the new year called Busy Izzy and Newly Truly, the little puppy that she adopts from the SPCA.
Awesome.
And sorry.
No, you're all right. And you've sent me some copies. So what we'll do is we'll do a giveaway at the end of our chat for one of those. And I think what I'll do is give them away one each week rather than offload them all today. But tell us where can you buy your book and where can you find out more information?
Sure. I've got a website called busyizzy.com.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the books are on Booktopia. Okay. Online, and they're also in the Dimmick stores and Collins stores.
Oh,
and excellent. We also sell from the website, so they can get the books from the website.
Awesome. Fantastic. Mm. Well, thank you for joining us on the show. And
thank you, Angela.
That's okay, and good luck with your books, and get in touch when your next one comes out, and we'll get you back on the show then.
No, I will. Thank you.
Do us a favour and jump on our Secrets to Health Facebook page and post the links to the songs and everything so that people can and have a look and get involved. But I'm going to give away the book to a lucky listener now. That's 0359751234. You might be listening and have a grandchild or a child yourself that might be interested in that book. So give us a buzz at the station and we'll pass that on. But thanks for joining us, Roxanne.
And no, thank you, Angela.
All the best. I want to talk about a man called Glenn Cooper who I've met recently, and he has a company called That's the Thing About Fishing. It's actually a not-for-profit charity, and he goes along with a bunch of volunteers, and they take kids, disabled kids, fishing basically across the peninsula. They also deal with mentally challenged children and adults across the peninsula. People are on suicide watch. Like it's quite incredible what they're doing down there. And he's invited me along to come and to have a look. And you know, I was there when the bus arrived, and there was two groups that came, one from Mornington and one from Frankston, and they're disabled adults. And the smile on their faces when they got off that bus, like ready, and the fishing rods were set up, and it was really incredible. And when I found out that he doesn't have any funding from the government, that he's basically relying on donations, it made me want to help. So I'm going to hopefully be doing more stuff with him with my boat. We're going to go check it out after the show, see if we can use the boat to take some of the kids out on, which would be amazing. And I'm going to help raise some awareness for him. So he'll be joining me on the show in a couple of weeks. I might do a pre-record from down at the dock and maybe chat to a few of the kids that he's helping in with their lives. He's also going to be coming on the Locker Room next Saturday to come and tell us all about the fishing down there too. But yeah, check out That's the Thing About Fishing. He's got a Facebook and a website, and see all the wonderful things they're doing. And if you've got some spare cash and you're up for a donation, they could really, really do with that. Somebody is ringing my phone constantly, and if you're listening, you're going to have to wait because I'm on air. if you're trying to win a prize, you need to ring the station, which is 0359 75123. We've still got one of the Busy Izzy books to give away, but we'll announce all the winners from today. I feel a little bit like Father Christmas sitting here. First off, we had Patrick of McRae. You won the introductory floating package from Private Sea. You're going to be able to go along and do three amazing floats. It's fantastic down there. Tim's going to get in contact with you, so congratulations. We had Carol from Bitten. You won the week pass for CORE. Congratulations. Fiona from McRae, you won the single pass from CORE. And Diane from Mount Martha, you won the Peninsula Hot Springs package. So congratulations to all of you, and I'll get in contact after the show to work out where you can pick it up. Thanks for joining me today on Secrets to Health. Thank you to Janet McNeil from Harcourts Real Estate and for CORE for your sponsorship. Next week I'm going to be going to the Australian Nanny Association Convention. We've got lots of amazing people coming to talk to us, and I'll be interviewing them. So we'll be playing that on next week's show with more prizes. Have a great week, and thanks for listening to Secrets to Health.